Blog Talk Radio.
Delicious grass, not being injected with some synthetic hormones. I just gave birth to another cutie calf and don't even have to deal with any bull. I hear you, Mar. You know what they call cows that can't give milk? No, what, Sal? Utter failure. So, where is our big daddy Ronnie? Probably somewhere exercising, doing yogurt. At Ronniebrook Farms, you'll find the best of dairy products. Our milks vary in butterfat from non-fat to heavy cream. Enjoy the creamy yogurts from the cup or one that you can simply drink with the best of culture without artificial thickeners or additives. We don't have sour cream. We do have creme fraiche. Butter is better when you can choose cinnamon toast to spread on bread or pancakes. And since we scream for ice cream any time of year, you'll love our 16% butterfat. Do you remember getting bottled milk delivered, opening it to find the cream on the top? That is how you'll find our sweet-tasting cream-lined milk. I'll hand it to you, Sal, or milk may get past your eyes. But certainly not homogenized. Ronniebrook Farms, where cows always seem to be in a good mood. Check us out at www.ronniebrook.com.
Yes. I would like to have a glass of milk right now, considering that. But we're going to talk about bowling, a particular place, a company called Bowlmore. And goodness knows we've come a long way. And we have the marketing person, Samantha, on that's going to be on the air. Let's say hello. Hello, Samantha.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So, first I have to ask. So, did this place that's on 34th,
yes.
Well, they considering Woodside?
Yes, Woodside.
Okay. Was this a previous bowling alley, and you renovated it to do this?
That's correct. It was previously AMF 34th Avenue, and we're going to be rebranding to call it Bowlero Queens.
Okay. So it's called Bowlero, But the company, is the company called Bolero?
The parent company is actually called Bowmore AMF. So
Okay, exactly. Okay. So what I want to first talk about is the when this place was being, I guess, renovated. Describe what it was before, and then we can go into like what changes, you know, are now.
Sure. So we made a lot of improvements to the center. And, you know, before it was a lot of bowling with, you know, bright lights, not a lot of music or a lot of action, and we've put all of that into the space. So, you know, we now have a renovated center. It has the video walls at the end of the lanes so that you can watch your favorite sports games or watch your favorite music videos while you're bowling. We've also installed an interactive arcade, so we have plenty of, you know, games to keep the kids happy during their visit, as well as installing a completely new bar and a renovated snack stand area. So on top of all the games, on top of, you know, the work we've done to the center, we've really put in a great new menu with a lot of exciting new stuff.
So prior to this, was there, the reason I'm asking is I'm looking at in terms of, we'll call it the competition, because, you know, years ago, you just went and bowled.
Right.
Then it began, you know, then things started getting added to bowling centers, so people, to draw people to bowling, you know.
Sure.
And but this little place is not typical, I'm getting, of some of the other places that the company has. Am I correct?
I think it's not typical of the competition in the area. But we are, you know, opening Boleros across the country. So, you know, it does have some similar models in other parts of the country.
Well, when I say typical, I mean, I understood that there were some things that will be in other facilities that are not in this one.
We've really put some great new design features, you know, like I mentioned, the new menu, the new bar, the new arcade, all of that into this facility.
Okay, because I thought I understood that, like, some of the other places, I don't mean the other bowling alleys, the ones that the company is dealing with, might have something like bumper cars or things like that, no?
We do have one other center out in the Midwest with bumper cars, and certain other centers that are under the company's umbrella also have laser tag. But that's not in this particular center.
Okay.
So that is correct.
So, yeah. Yeah. And then there's something, you have I have to call it like this net that kids can play in or something, that they jump around in? Is that one at one of the places?
I don't think we do at any of our facilities. That may be somewhere else.
Okay, so let's get back to, did you, like, check out the other, there's got to be, I don't know, there could be only about a dozen, at this point, only about a dozen bowling centers. We don't even call them bowling alleys anymore, now we call them bowling centers, huh? in Queens, did you, like, look at the competition?
We've absolutely seen, you know, what's out there, and we really just wanted to deliver a more exciting, dynamic experience for our customers. So it's really, you know, taking bowling and going beyond that, you know, being able to experience different games while you're in the center, try different foods that you wouldn't normally expect at, you know, your typical bowling alley.
When, and I'm curious about that, So when you've gone, and the reason actually that I'm asking is I had gone to, it wasn't a bowling center, it was, I don't know what they would call, a big entertainment center up in Mount Kisco, and they had racing cars. So I'd having a bowling alley.
Wow.
They had racing
yeah.
cars, and they had a, you know, another the same type of thing. I don't remember whether it was a regular bar. I think there might have been, but it was like that kind of a thing. And so this sounds like sort of that, but not as much stuff. There's no race cars or things like that in this one.
No, not yet. But you never know what we'll add to the center. But no, there are no race cars now.
Now, in terms of size, let me get to that. Is there, you know, was there any expanding on the size of what was there before?
No, so we still have the 35 lanes that were there before. It was really more changes within the, you know, the other features that I mentioned, like the design elements, the food and beverage offering, et cetera.
Okay, so, and is there, of course, I have to ask, is there parking at this place? Do they have a
Yeah, absolutely.
Lot?
There is a parking lot.
Okay, well, people certainly want to know that also.
Yes, absolutely.
So now, where was the first of these places, by the way?
So the first Bolero opened up in 2014, and that was in Texas, so a little ways away. And there have since been a few opened in Texas, California, and Bolero is, you know, finally making its way to the Northeast. And we think it's something that, you know, New Yorkers and the Woodside community is really going to love.
Okay, is there a plan for an expansion of any other places coming up?
Absolutely. We have, you know, besides the Bolero, we also, you know, in existence have two Bowmore locations in Manhattan. We have one in Times Square.
Oh, you do?
And we do, yes, and one in Chelsea Piers, which are, you know, also both have arcades. We do have laser tag in our Chelsea Piers Center. We also have locations, AMF locations, all throughout Long Island, as well as our Bowmore White Plains and Bowmore Norwalk locations. You know, White Plains, obviously, in New York, and then the Norwalk location up in Connecticut.
Oh, I see. So, but let's say the ones in Manhattan. So the one, and I'm trying to picture because I had gone to Chelsea Piers, I guess, for where the boats are, right? Isn't that where?
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, you know, I had gone over there and seen things going on in action, I guess. But in terms of the places in Manhattan, they all have, like, this kind of atmosphere also, or on a smaller level?
No, it is a similar, you know, type of experience. They're actually both, the Manhattan locations are both bigger. They're Bowmore locations, so there are slight variations. But still, you know, delivering the same great, exciting experience, you know, various cocktails and different food and beverage items, and, you know, also offering great arcades in both locations and then also laser tag in Chelsea Piers.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll have to have somebody check out for me.
Yeah, come visit.
Yeah. Well, I don't bowl, but that's okay. It's a long time since I've been bowling. But
that's okay.
Now, I want to ask about the food.
Sure.
I'm sure this thing about a 5-pound hamburger.
Yes, like, that is our signature behemoth burger.
Okay, now, first of all, I have to ask, like, what does it cost? together 5 pounds.
Well, it matches its name. It's a behemoth burger because it's so large.
No, what's the cost?
Oh, the cost. Sorry, I misheard you. The cost of this 5 pound burger is $54.99, but keep in mind that it can be shared, you know, between anywhere from 15 to 25 people.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. Have you experienced seeing people eat this?
Oh, never. We've never seen someone eat this by themselves.
I don't mean by themselves, with a group.
A record breaker.
No, I mean with a group of people. Have you seen
people
eat this with a group?
People love to order this at a lot of our locations throughout the country. And it's just something really fun that, you know, you can almost slice up like a pizza and share with your group.
Yeah, because I'm thinking at a 5 pound, I'm thinking like looking at a 5 pound steak. I'm thinking like what a 1 pound steak looks like, let alone a 5 pound steak. So tell me,
to see it to believe it.
How do they, first of all, is this 5 pounds the weight before cooking, 5 pounds? Or when you get it, it's 5 pounds?
Yes, it's actually 5 pounds of meat.
Okay, so in other words, after they cook it, it's less than 5 pounds, correct?
Well, I haven't weighed it personally, but I do know that we use 5 pounds of meat to create it. So, yes, it is possible that it weighs slightly less after cooking. I'd have to check in with our chef on that.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to find out. And the other thing, like in terms of the meat itself, what is one getting? I mean, like chuck, what kind of beef are you getting?
I don't know exactly the kind of beef you're getting, but I do know it's delicious because I've had it myself. But I would, again, I'd have to ask, you know, the chef exactly which part it is.
Yeah, I think, of course, I emailed ahead that I was going to ask you this. As a food writer, I mean, I'd be curious, you know, somebody coming and saying, oh, the 5 pound hamburger, but yeah, rather than what am I getting?
Follow up with that information for sure.
You know, it's like, well, how lean is it or whatever. The other question I have is, do they turn to people and say, how would you like it, medium, well done or whatever, or you can't? Or it has to be one way.
Well, you can definitely tell, you know, your server your preference, but they tend to cook it medium.
Oh, okay.
You know,
it is
so much meat that you do want to make sure that it's cooked through.
Well, that's what that's the reason I'm asking, because you have somebody who says, oh, I like it rare. Well, you can't really.
Oh no, yeah, you don't want
separate,
this
burger, you
know, rare.
Now, is there a humongous bun?
There is, yes. There's a humongous bun to match the humongous burger.
Where does it come from? I mean, is there a company that makes, and how big is the bun? I mean, what would you say is the size of the bun?
I would say, in diameter,
like if you're looking at, let's say you're looking at a plate. Oh, okay. So you think it's about a foot.
Think about almost a round baking sheet. That, you know, that's about a foot in diameter, and it will fill that entire baking sheet. It's that big.
The reason I'm going to ask her how thick it is that I guess it's not possible that somebody can actually pick it up and bite into it, is it?
That is pretty difficult. It's definitely an easier approach to cut into it and
has
get
anybody
up,
ever
go, you know, try
has anyone ever tried?
We have seen a few attempts. They haven't been successful yet.
Oh, okay. Are any of the places, is this the only place that has this, by the way? Well, they all have this, Bamberger.
All of our Bullmore and Bolero locations throughout the country have this option.
Oh, they do?
Available.
Okay. So have they had contests for somebody to eat one by themselves?
We did. Well, we actually had a contest, and we split the burger down the middle and had two contestants race to see who can finish the most. And neither of them even reached half of their half, so a quarter of the burger before giving up. Yeah, it was pretty funny to watch.
I bet.
But on top of all the
don't...
meat, you're eating all the bread.
Right. And do they check? Does the waiter, the wait person, come over to this table and say, "Would you like tomatoes, onions, or whatever on it?"
Well, tomatoes do come on it. We put cheese, and then tomatoes and lettuce on the burger.
So at least you have a salad with it.
Yeah, that's a healthy way to look at it.
I'm finding it kind of humorous because, you know, I can imagine this 5-pound burger, you know.
We had BuzzFeed come in and cover the making of the burger, and that's on their Facebook page. There's a video of our chef actually putting one together. It's pretty unbelievable.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yes, I do. I definitely have to watch it. There was something else that you had. I'm not looking at the press release at the moment. Was it a hot dog or something?
Yes, we have a 2-foot hot dog.
A 2-foot hot dog. Well, that's not so bad, right?
Not compared to a 5-pound burger. It looks small.
Yeah. Well, even thinking about that, you're eating 2 pounds of meat, even. I assume they're not going to be kosher hot dogs from what's the company? I forgot. Yes.
Oh, Heathen
but are they
National?
All beef hot dogs at least?
They are all beef. Yes.
Okay, so you can get. And how much are the hot dogs?
A hot dog is. It's called our Mega Mad Dog. It's $18.99, but again, this is shareable between, you know, and up to 5 or 6 people.
Right. Well, even 4 people each having a half a pound each of hot dogs.
Exactly.
I mean, with the average person, well, I don't know if they'll eat. When people have hot dogs, they usually have like maybe 2, maybe 3 hot dogs. So they won't realize, and you have special buns for this also, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so in other words, you have a specific company that's creating these buns that you get it from.
We do. I'd have to ask again, like our head chef, the name of it, but. All of the, you know, concepts and ideas around the items were still created, you know, by our executive chef team. Our executive chef team. Our VP of food and beverage, his name is Steve Bartek.
Okay. And so he has created the whole menu or just...
Yep, the whole menu.
Okay. Now, then let me also ask you, because I can't imagine, like, in terms of, like, the kitchen or whatever. So are they getting everything, does everything come to the place frozen? the food that you're eating, I mean, other than, of course, you're not going to have frozen lettuce, but, you know, things like that.
Right.
Anything else that you eat? Are they frozen and then they're heated up?
A lot of it is, you know, raw ingredients. There are a couple components that, you know, throughout the menu that are frozen, but, you know, a lot of it is fresh ingredients being made and put together for our dishes.
Okay, so in other words, aren't you like cutting up your own French fries or, you know, the chicken wings, you know, things like that? Are they coming pre-frozen?
So, yeah, it's really a mix. With some of, you know, like I said, with some of the items, they do come frozen, and others are made in-house.
Okay, so in other words, I don't know whether to assume or not that in terms of this 5-pound hamburger, there's not somebody in the back taking out the chopped meat and weighing it for 5 pounds, right?
No, but they're making it, you know, to the specs of the dish, so they're putting it together, not necessarily weighing it before it goes onto the bun.
Okay, so I guess what I'm asking is when they're not getting pre-frozen 5-pound patties, are they?
No.
Okay, so that's what I was kind of curious about, whether they were, you know, sent out, you know, whether they were given that way. Now let's get back to some. This all makes me very curious because of, you know, in terms of just the food-wise. But to get back to the center, now did this one, I know the grand opening is January 22nd, I believe. But is it open yet just for people to go or just as not even open?
Yeah, so it is open currently. We, you know, it's still right now operating under the AMF name, but as of actually January 20th, it is, you know, reopening as a Bowlero.
Okay, so if people go now, would they have the same the facilities we're talking about? It's all...
So, if they go now, a lot of the changes have been implemented. Including, you know, some of the food and beverage options, but the full, you know, new menu will be available as of the 20th.
Okay, so in other words, what you're saying, if they go now, don't expect to eat yet.
Oh, no, we definitely still have, you know, a lot of food and beverage to offer. We're just rolling out the brand new menu on the 20th.
Oh, okay. Now, aside from those two items, is there anything else that they're bringing out that's special also?
Yeah, there's actually two more. We have our party pretzel, which is basically a huge, soft, shareable pretzel that, you know, along the same lines as our Behemoth Burger and Mega Dog can be shared within a group. And then we also have our pretzel dog, and it's really part pretzel, part hot dog. So it's more of where the mega dog has a regular hot dog bun, the pretzel dog comes with a bun made of pretzel.
Okay, so in other words, you got a two-pound hot dog.
2-foot hot dog.
With pretzel. Yeah. 2-foot hot dog with pretzel.
Yeah, pretzel
bun. And this other thing you said is a pretzel. It's a soft pretzel?
Yes.
Okay. That sounds like it. How many people would be able to chomp on that?
I would say up to 5 or 6 people.
Okay, it will be quite interesting to see. I guess how hungry than people are.
Yeah.
Or that even, I guess, you know, that's also a kind of that more contest as well. Who can eat an entire pretzel or who can eat a whole two, you know.
Definitely bring your friend out for some food eating contest.
Yeah. Now, is there any facilities for any live entertainment?
We typically don't have live entertainment come in, no.
Okay. But there's music in the background then, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can you describe, like, the type of music that people should expect?
Sure. It's a lot of top 40 music, a lot of high energy, you know, fun music to add to the excitement so that people can dance while they bowl and really just have a good time.
Okay. Now, you also were talking about the bar. Is the bar going to feature some special drinks?
Absolutely. We have some exclusive cocktails that we feature at the bar.
For instance?
So, for instance, we have really, you know, most of the cocktails that you would expect. And then I can tell you about a few very special cocktails that we have. So, it's really, you know, we use special ingredients with a mix of, you know, vodkas, different juices. We also have special lemonades available. So
okay. It
really varies depending on what your taste is. But for this particular center, we have some really great cocktails available.
Okay. I mean, I guess what I'm asking is there special cocktails like the you know, the Bullamore cocktail or the, you know, something like called the Spare or things like that. Are you doing that kind of a thing?
We are. Let me find an example for you. I think if we can jump back to this, there are some really great options available, and I could give you a little more detail.
Sure. Okay. So, at this point, as you said, people, the only thing that's different at this point before the grand opening is the menu.
No, we've done a lot of work to the center itself. So we have.
No, I'm saying the only, the only difference between now and the opening, when the grand opening happens.
Oh, sorry. Yes, that's correct. There's a couple menu items that we'll be rolling out, you know, as of the 20th.
Okay, so now let me get to another thing in terms of bowling. I mean, as I said, I haven't bowled in a number of years. I have no idea what price of bowling is at this point. I mean, now we're going from, I mean, like, I remember as a kid, you went to, I've never been to a bowling center where they manually changed the pins. It's not. That's really far back. But I always remembered that it used to be, you know, you had the piece of paper and you marked down the stuff and there was not, you couldn't look up at a, you know, in front of you, you know, the thing that slid up in, near the pins up there, you know, to see, so you could see how everybody's doing.
Right.
Is there something?
Now we have the automatic scoring, yep.
Is there even an improvement on that?
Oh, absolutely. We have a new system that is very interactive. It's a lot of fun, and that's all automated now through the scoring system.
Oh, okay. So, in other words, are you placing your sheet underneath something, you know, and then it projects onto it?
No, there's actually no paper or pens involved. It's all through a computerized system.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's great.
Yeah, you'll have to visit a bowling alley soon.
I know. Now, and I'm curious, is this typical of what's going on with the bowling alleys or just your brand?
Well, I would definitely say that, you know, Bowmore AMF is a leader in the industry. We have a lot of the newest amenities, the newest scoring systems. But I would say overall that, the bowling industry has definitely moved to automated scoring.
Okay. And are they looking to, in terms of drawing people, are they looking to draw more into of adults on a night out as opposed to, like families coming in, or do they have, is it like looking for like young kids or whatever, teenagers or whatever coming in, let's say in the afternoon or something? How is that being, what are they looking at?
I think we're, you know, really still welcoming in a healthy mix of a crowd. So we still, you know, see a lot of families, but, you know, there is also the opportunity for adults to have a night out together, you know, a special date night, or really even a group date or just a group of friends going out and enjoying, you know, a good time together. And then on top of that, I would say, you know, we're really a great place for events. So if you're looking to throw a kid's birthday party, even an adult birthday party, or a corporate, an office party, our destination, you know, is a really popular place to go. Just because it has that fun, competitive element where you're not just sitting down, eating and drinking, but you really get to do something fun at the same time.
Would they ever, now that they're doing these paint nights all over the place, is that something that they might look to do?
In certain Bowmore AMF centers, we've hosted paint nights, depending on the space it has. Our Queens location doesn't do that currently, but paint night is also, you know, another interactive option, on top of bowling.
Oh, okay. I was just curious about that because, you know, a lot of them, they're doing restaurants and pubs kind of thing, that they do that. So I was just kind of curious as, you know, whether they're going to do this, you know, type of. Have they done it in any of the other places? They tried that or no?
Yeah, we have tried it at other locations before.
Oh, and it worked well?
Yeah, at certain places it does work nicely, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, you know, paint and bowl, you could, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, all fun activities.
Yeah. So, okay, so what I'm going to do, like, you know, we can, you can get back to me by email as to the questions that I had about, you know, the thing with the burger, what kind of meat or whatever, because I'm just, you know, curious about the whole thing. But I think, is there anything else you'd like to add to this?
Yeah, well, I actually, you know, have a couple of the cocktails that I know you were curious about. So,
oh, okay, go ahead.
I can give you a couple of those. One of them we call our Pinky Swear Martini, and that's Deep Eddy Ruby Red Vodka, Bold orange liqueur, lime, and cranberry juice. So that's one example. We also have, you know, one of my favorites, the Endless Summer Sangria. So that's a mix of our pink rosé, orange and peach liqueurs, and then fresh fruit topped with lemon-lime soda. And then on top of that, we also have, you know, all various types of wine, a nice assortment of beer, and even a shareable drink that we call the Dunk Tank. And that is a mix of Bacardi Black, Bacardi Coconut, Bacardi Silver, Amaretto, and but a couple different juices that you and your friends can drink out of crazy straws.
Okay. Yeah. Gone were the days that there was only one liquor.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Now, I'm just curious. So for the average, to get a sense. So what does it cost to go bowling?
So at our Queens locations, the cost varies between, depending on the day and the time, it varies between $5 and $9 per game.
Okay. So, it's a variation of because of the how crowded it'll be, or
our peak times, like a lot of other businesses, we have our slower times and our peak times. So during our peak times, the cost is at a premium, where during the week, when it's a little slower, the cost is a little lower. But we do have a lot of weekly specials that people can take part in, like our All You Can Bowl Mondays after 8 p.m., our $2 Tuesday program. So there's a lot of weeknight specials that people can take advantage of as well.
Oh, okay. And as far as the menu, do you do specials for the menu as well? Anything with that?
We have special drink prices with our different promotions. We also have, some discounted food items that, again, tied to our various promotions during the week.
Oh, okay. Is that like, can somebody go to the website and see what the promotions are for the week or whatever?
Absolutely. If they go to bowlero.com and find the Queens location, they'll be able to see what the weekly specials are. And all the special pricing and food and drink options.
Okay. Well, I'll make my way there. As I said, I won't bowl, but at least I'll, make my way there to see. Even if it's just to get a photo of a five-pound burger.
Yeah, well, we'd love to have you.
Has anybody ever ordered the five-pound burger and say, okay, I had about a half a pound. I'll have the rest to go.
I haven't seen anyone use it as a take-home item, but it's definitely not out of the cards. There is. It could probably last the family for about a week.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Well, this has definitely been interesting, especially in terms of the years ago that I bowled and, what the facilities are now. And as you were saying, as I was asking, because when you were looking at the competition, is this kind of the pattern now of the bowling centers? And I don't mean, in terms of, do they all, seem to have some kind of food, and they all have, some kind of pinball games and things like that. Is this a pattern of what the bowling centers have now?
Yeah, I think that, we're, as a company, really looking to offer people a much more elevated experience than maybe what you remember bowling as years ago. So, I think that the trend has definitely moved towards offering, a lot more dynamic food and beverage, catering to other amusements like arcades, laser tag, bumper cars, like you mentioned, et cetera. I would absolutely say this is the direction that bowling is moving in.
Okay. Well, this is, again, quite interesting. Well, thank you for sharing this with us. And so they're going to www.bowlmore.com.
They should actually be going www.bowlero.com.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you again for having me. I will, follow up with, I know you had a couple questions. And I really enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, and by the way, do you bowl or you don't even bowl?
I definitely bowl. I have a lot of fun doing it, but I can't exactly brag about my high scores.
Oh, okay, that's okay. It's just having the fun of doing it is what's really important.
Yes, I definitely have fun while doing it.
Okay. Well, have a great evening.
Same to you.
I may have a hamburger for dinner.
All right, enjoy. And if you can, definitely make it out to Bolero Queens. I think you'll have a lot of fun.
Okay. I certainly will. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, yes. All right. So, well, I don't know, Beth. A 5-pound hamburger. A 5-pound hamburger. Can you imagine? Well, what is, what are they? That's what you think about it? What about, Esther? I mean, how about you, Eunice? What's your opinion on that? It basically sounds like you said the same thing. Well, I don't know if they're serving chicken. I have no idea. But anyway, so well, I'm going to end the show now, and no, I'm not gonna have a hamburger for dinner. Can't imagine that. But so wait a minute. I have to, of course, wait. My other yes.
What would you do to earn brownie points?
Oh,
how about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies. And that's no fairy tale.
Yes, and you can get these absolutely really wonderful tasting brownies and their cookies. They're making cookies, too, at www.brownies.com. Okay, well, it's time for me to end this. And who knows who I'll have next, and who knows who will call in. Could be from any country. So everybody have a great day, afternoon, evening, and whenever you're listening to it.